You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru, who, along with its retailers, is partnering with AdoptAClassroom.org to provide funding to high-need schools and local communities for Subaru Loves Learning. Subaru, more than a car company. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Riverette Print and Skate, a local source for custom screen printing and apparel decorating, including T-shirts, sweatshirts, workwear, and more. Available for school fundraisers and other events. Details available at their location in North Lawrence or at riverettks.com. A little music by Mendelssohn to get things started in our noon hour of classical music, sampling from his Octet for Strings with a scherzo in G minor and a performance by the Budapest Strings here on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you. I'm Jeff Watson. Happy to keep classical music going through the afternoon hours. A bit later on with the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra, we'll be off on a hunt. We'll take in the 73rd Symphony by Franz Joseph Haydn, known as The Hunt, and we'll have a chance to hear a little recording of the KC Baroque Consortium. With music by Maran Mare, we'll enjoy a string trio, and you'll also have a chance to win a pair of free concert tickets to a performance that the KC Baroque Consortium is having this Friday night at Visitation Catholic Church in Kansas City. We'll find out a bit more about that a bit later on. The Moscow Symphony and conductor Igor Golovshin. They join us now for a suite that Alexander Glazunov wrote in 1909, music that creates the mental image of a beautiful Finnish landscape, the Finnish fantasy, next on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1909, the Finnish fantasy from Alexander Glazunov. Played by the Moscow Symphony, conducted by Igor Golovshin, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 1 minute before 12:30. And still to come, in a few short minutes, the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra with Symphony No. 73, also known as The Hunt, by Franz Joseph Haydn. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles. Located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants, with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com. And the Lawrence Farmers Market, every Saturday morning from 7:30 to 11:30, at 824 New Hampshire Street in downtown Lawrence, April through November, rain or shine. Find the Lawrence Farmers Market on Facebook for more information. You may have heard me mention a moment ago that there's going to be a concert on Friday evening, 7:30 p.m., of the KC Baroque Consortium. They're going to have a concert this Friday at the Visitation Catholic Church at 5141 Main Street in Kansas City, with an evening of music that includes Vivaldi, Telemann, and one of the Brandenburg Concertos by Bach. We'll listen to a performance of the KC Baroque Consortium, a string trio by Maran Mare, for you next. This runs for about 6 minutes' time, and be with us afterwards for a chance to win a pair of two free concert tickets to the KC Baroque Consortium's concert on Friday. You're listening to KPR. A string trio by French composer Maran Mare, played by members of the KC Baroque Consortium, here on Kansas Public Radio. As mentioned earlier, the KC Baroque Consortium is going to have a concert this Friday, the 16th, at 7:30 p.m. at Visitation Catholic Church at 5141 Main Street in Kansas City. An evening of music of Vivaldi, Telemann, and the Fourth Brandenburg Concerto by Johann Sebastian Bach. The concert is again this Friday, 7:30 p.m. at Visitation Catholic Church, and there's a pre-concert talk at 6:30. Find out more about this concert and how to attend over at kcbaroque.org. And right now, you also have a chance to win a pair of two free concert tickets. The way to win? Just be our fifth caller. Call in number 5 at our toll-free number, 1-888-577-5673. 5268. Caller number 5 is the winner of 2 free concert tickets for the KC Baroque Consortium's concert this Friday. That toll-free number, once again, is 1-888-577-5268. As we await our fifth caller, we'll join the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra to hear a symphony written by Franz Joseph Haydn in 1782, one that makes heavy use of its brass section imitating the sound of hunting horns, which is why the 73rd Symphony is called The Hunt. Next on Kansas Public Radio. Symphony number 73, known as The Hunt, by Franz Joseph Haydn, played for us by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio.
A key Trump ally. Work of nonprofits helping to deepen support for Trump. On All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hear All Things Considered this afternoon from 3 to 7 at your place for NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan. And we're always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
Are 1.2% at 40,523. The S&P's up 1.5%. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Louis Lahn leading the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra with a tune from Copland that you probably recognize, The Fanfare for the Common Man, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be back with you as classical music continues. Here in this 1 p.m. hour on a Thursday afternoon, Vladimir Horowitz will be along to play one of the piano sonatas of Scriabin, and then the Singapore Symphony Orchestra and Turkish-themed music for orchestra from Mikhail Ipolitov Ivanov. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri customers since 1982, offering testing and solutions for mold, lead, and asbestos problems. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. Next, we're in the company of the Lausanne Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Alberto Zeta, for something for you by Sergei Prokofiev that he wrote in 1909 and dedicated to one of his St. Petersburg Conservatory teachers, one Nikolai Cherepnin. This is a not often classical creation from Prokofiev, a not often heard one, rather, the Sinfonietta, next on KPR. A recording of the Lausanne Chamber Orchestra, led by Alberto Zeta. In music composed in 1909, the Sinfonietta by Sergei Prokofiev. Here on Kansas Public Radio. 1:30 is the time. And still to come, in a little over 10 minutes, the Singapore Symphony Orchestra with Turkish Fragments from composer Mikhail Ipolitov Ivanov. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the 43rd Annual Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships, a family day in Lawrence's South Park featuring traditional acoustic music, Sunday, August 25th. More at fidpick.org. And Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz, 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Lawrence Community Orchestra, a local ensemble seeking to engage, enrich, and inspire their community through live musical experiences, educational programming, and community activities. More information at lawrenceorchestra.org. Next on KPR, we're in the company of pianist Vladimir Horowitz with music by Alexander Scriabin, Piano Sonata No. 10 on Kansas Public Radio. the 10th Piano Sonata by Alexander Scriabin, as played by pianist Vladimir Horowitz, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 1:43, news from NPR awaiting us at the top of the hour, with more classical music in store for us until 3 this afternoon. At that time, we'll bring you all things considered from NPR News, and the music rolls on this evening, when we have Classics Live at 7, and then an hour of music with Destiny from 8 to 9, Tango Thursday tonight, where you'll be treated to a very grand tango by Astor Piazzolla, as well as the epic New World Symphony by Antonin Dvorak. You'll hear that and more during Classical Music with Destiny, your host tonight, from 8 to 9 here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Spider-Man, Across the Spider-Verse, live in concert, and more this season. Tickets at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center. For you next on KPR, music by composer Mikhail Ipolitov Ivanov. An orchestral suite that was written in 1930, which makes use of folk song material from Azerbaijan, Turkey, Uzbekistan, and Kazakhstan, and it conjures the musical image of a merchant caravan on its way to a festival. Turkish Fragments, next with the Singapore Symphony Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. The Orchestral Suite, Turkish Fragments, composed in 1930 by Mikhail Ipolitov Ivanov and played today by the Singapore Symphony Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio, where it's about 2 o'clock and just ahead, news from NPR. And in the next hour of classical music, we'll bring you the beautiful Symphony on a French Mountain Air, coming up on KPR.
Today on KPR2.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
0.3%. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 35,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Eugene Normandy conducting the Philadelphia Orchestra in a minuet in G major, music by Beethoven, here on Kansas Public Radio, as classical music continues, making its way to All Things Considered at 3 o'clock. And between now and then, the Montreal Symphony Orchestra will bring us some music by French composer Vincent Dandy, and one of the most vivid and beautiful musical illustrations of the beauty of the natural landscape of the south of France. We have the wonderful Symphony on a French Mountain Air, plus music for strings by Schubert, all just ahead of us. Next, conductor Zubin Mehta and the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra will take it away, and we'll have fun with music of Johann Strauss Jr., Tales from Vienna Woods, next on KPR. That applause is for the Vienna Philharmonic, conducted by Zubin Mehta, with music by Johann Strauss Jr., Tales from the Vienna Woods, here on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 2:20, and in just about 10 minutes from now, pianist Jean-Yves Thibaudet and the Montreal Symphony Orchestra join us for the beautiful Symphony on a French Mountain Air from French composer Vincent Dandy. Support for classical music on KPR comes from F.W. Houston Medical Center, serving Jefferson County and beyond, now accepting applications for a certified dietary manager. Details at fwhuston.com/careers. And Merchants Pub and Plate in downtown Lawrence, serving familiar dishes through a seasonal local lens and a bar with 30 craft beers, wine, and handcrafted cocktails. More at merchantsonmass.com. A little time spent next with the Kodály Quartet, playing music by Schubert, a string trio in B-flat major. Next on Kansas Public Radio. String trio in B-flat major. Music composed by Franz Schubert, played by the Kodály Quartet, here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is about 2:30, half an hour until 3 o'clock, and all things considered from NPR News. That'll be followed by this evening's broadcast of Classics Live at 7 p.m., then from 8 to 9, Destiny has classical music for you, with tonight, among other things, Antonín Dvořák's New World Symphony. Tomorrow night, we have the next concert from the BBC Proms at 7 p.m., when the Halle Orchestra and Chorus celebrate the 25th season with music director Sir Mark Elder. The program includes the symphony that changed Gustav Mahler's life, the great outpouring of defiance, exasperation, and all-embracing love that is his Symphony No. 5. You can hear it all tomorrow evening at 7, the BBC Proms, tomorrow night on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from the Cider Gallery, a co-working space offering executive suites, workstations, and memberships for any budget. Work in the heart of the Warehouse Arts District in East Lawrence. More information at cidergallery.com. And the Topeka Zoo's Brew at the Zoo on Saturday, September 14th, featuring beer tastings, live music, games, food trucks, and animal encounters, all supporting the zoo's conservation initiatives. Tickets at topekazoo.org. Next on KPR, we arrive at a beautiful symphonic work written in 1886 by Vincent Dundee. Some music that is based on folk songs taken from the region of South Central France, which is also noted for the great beauty of its mountainous and natural landscape. We'll listen to the Symphony on a French Mountain Air. Charles Dutoit leads the Montreal Symphony with the help of pianist Johnny Thibaudet. Next on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1886, the Symphony on a French Mountain Air for piano and orchestra. Music by composer Vincent Dundee, played by the Montreal Symphony, led by Charles Dutoit, along with pianist Jean-Yves Thibaudet on Kansas Public Radio. And with that, we've just about arrived at 3 o'clock, and up ahead is All Things Considered from NPR News. Stay with us for more music this evening, getting underway at 7 with Classics Live, and then Destiny is your host for an hour of music from 8 to 9, with, among other things, Antonín Dvořák's Ninth Symphony on the program tonight. I'm Jeb Watson. Thanks for joining me for classical music in the afternoon, and we'll visit again at noon tomorrow. It's 90 degrees here on the KU campus. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
A key Trump ally has heard from NPR News.
All Things Considered is next here at your place to find NPR News. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And online at kansaspublicradio.org.